In most countries, there is no approved pharmaceutical transdermal topical testosterone for women, so the options are to use either a government-approved product for men at 1/10 or possibly even 1/20 of the dose, or use a product made by a compounding pharmacy in a dose-specific call. Why for the female range? From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Chloe. September 5th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from the Vigenda, the problem with compounded testosterone. A major issue for women attempting to use government-approved testosterone is the technical difficulty in administering 1/10 or 1/20 the dose of a male product. Next. Second, from Gluten Morning. Creamy raspberry granola buns. These buns are basically what happens when a parfait decides to dress up as a pastry. You get soft, fluffy dough like a cloud you can actually eat, a creamy vanilla center that feels slightly too fancy for breakfast, juicy raspberries that pop like little flavor grenades, and a crunchy granola crown that says, see, totally healthy. It's dessert, it's breakfast, it's a bun having an identity crisis, in the best possible way. Up next, third from Gluten Morning. Honey Miso Brioche Rolls. I am so proud of these rolls. I know that's not the most humble thing to say, but they're everything I wanted them to be. Simple and easy yet super interesting and irresistible. I made these as a baker's breakfast one day, just with some leftover bun dough and honey miso butter. Since then I've adjusted the dough so it's a little spongier and even lighter. They're the perfect interesting little guest to a brunch or breakfast. Surprisingly, they go very well with eggs. I also make these cookies for cute snacks so when peeps are in line at the bakery they don't have to wait hungry. They're salty and sweet, very umami, coated with a nutty sesame crust, 1 egg yolk or 1 tablespoon milk. If you'd like egg-free, preheat your oven to 180 degrees C, 350 degrees F in a medium bowl with a spoon or whisk. Beat together all your ingredients. And then, fourth from Gluten Morning, 1 bowl cookies, starting with the sugar and butter, then mix in the miso, then the egg yolk or milk, and then together, the flour and baking soda. If it's too soft, chill in the fridge for 20 minutes. Scoop and roll the dough into 8-10 balls. Next, fifth from Gluten Morning, gooey chalk and cinnamon knots. New treats at the Saturday bakery usually take a little while to find their fans. However, these cocoa cinnamon knots didn't get that luxury. I put them out, and before I even had a chance to step back, they were gone. Soft, chocolatey twists with just a stroke or heavy pat of cinnamon. Up next, sixth from Gluten Morning, big bubbly poppy seed, crispy onion and flaky sulfocaxia. 150g strong white bread flour, 150g water room temperature, 350g strong white bread flour, 2 tablespoon olive oil plus extra, for drizzling 2 tablespoon crispy fried onions, flaky sea salt. To finish, 1, make the poulish. In a large bowl mix your flour, water and yeast. Pop a cover over the top and leave for 4-8 hours whenever suits. 2, make the dough. In a large bowl, mix the poulish with the flour, salt and water. Stir until a rough dough forms. Add the olive oil and knead or mix with a dough hook until smooth, about 8 minutes by hand or 5 in a mixer. And then, 7th from Gluten Morning, salted caramel and tahini apple galettes. This recipe is a nod to Hendrik, whose galettes at her Leipzig bakery Nourish were pure magic. Each one she made felt like a quiet celebration of the season, elegant, effortless, and just so distinctly hers. My version pairs apples with tahini and salted caramel for something nutty, crisp, and honestly addictive. Not Hendrik-level genius, but if they're even halfway there, you'll be glad you made them. Next, 8th from Gluten Morning, bakery days in Leipzig. When I was little, there was a book called Come Over to My House, where kids invited you into their homes around the world. This series is my baker's version of that. Each stop is a chance to work in astonishing bakeries and learn as much as I can from the incredibly talented bakers behind them. Up next, 9th from Gluten Morning, almond and apricot Kipfrels. Kipfrel are one of Austria is oldest pastries, and they come in so many forms, yeasted, sweet, salty, plain, or filled. Until last week, I'd never even heard of them. Then I went to bake with Joseph at Joseph Braten Austria, and was completely blown away by the scale of his bakery. It felt like stepping into a bread-filled Wonkerland. This is my little take on the Kipfrel, inspired by Joseph. I folded some whole grains into the dough and tucked almond paste and apricot inside, a nod to the incredible apricot jam we ate together. And then, 10th from Gluten Morning, bakery days at Joseph Braten Austria. When I was little, there was a book called Come Over to My House, where kids invited you into their homes around the world. This series is my baker's version of that. Each stop is a chance to work in astonishing bakeries and learn as much as I can from the incredibly talented bakers behind them. Every piece is built around 3 things. A bakery I spent time in and love, a recipe tied to the experience, and a list. Local spots, carb crawls, favorite snacks, or whatever stuck in my head that week. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.